As European countries tackle complex economic problems, which is better, letting the people decide or letting the experts decide?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Two European countries with two very different histories are on the same path to the future this morning. Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi says he'll resign after economic reforms are pushed through, and he's likely to be replaced by a temporary technocratic government, basically a group of non-politicians who will do the tough, unpopular work that's needed to calm the markets. The same thing is a possibility in Greece when its Prime Minister George Papandreou steps down. But are these technocratic governments a good idea? For answers, let's bring in our own man of the people, LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, don't these technocratic governments in Italy or wherever end up subverting the will of the people?
Well, yeah, not to put too fine a point on it, but if the people's elected representatives can't get the job done, then where else do you go? And let's define our terms. You say technocrat, and it sounds like something out of a Doctor Who episode. In reality, what we're talking about are technical experts who are brought in to do the heavy lifting that elected representatives can't do because they're beholden to their constituents and have to get reelected and have to raise money and do all that sort of thing. To an extent, it works, but it does undermine the democratic process. It also reinforces the cynicism that many people might have that democracy doesn't work because when you elect people to do their jobs, they can't do it, and then you got to bring in ringers to take care of things.
Well, let's talk about the other end of the spectrum, which is what happens often in California when they have a voter referendum on an issue and really let the people decide.
Exactly. And you can't get more popular participation than that. But that process can also be easily subverted, especially when it's hijacked by moneyed interests that then take control of these ballot initiatives and guide them through the process and fund them. And in reality, what you're seeing is a special interest serving the special interest's needs. And that's not a perfect system either. So you have these two extremes, and both of them purport to help fix problems that democracy isn't fixing, but neither one of them is a perfect system.
Neither perfect. So what's the answer, David?
I have the Lazarus plan for you, Jeremy.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. And it cherry picks a little from both. On the one hand, when you look at the ballot initiatives, you clearly need more sunshine involved. You need to have much more transparency as to who's funding these things. When it comes to technocrats, I'm reluctant to say you want to bring in these guys every now and then to fix things, but it looks like you got to bring in these guys every now and then to fix things. So I wonder if the United States, maybe every 10 years or so, you bring in a technocratic regime to actually do all the heavy lifting that our elected representatives cannot do.
We'll send the idea on to Washington, David. LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, it's not just the European debt crisis that's hitting Italy right now. The country also has a bit of a gastronomic catastrophe on its hands. I'm talking about Italy's beloved white truffles. They're in trouble. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Adrian Hill has the story.
White truffle, the pungent delicacy, pairs well with lots of things. Risotto, eggs, but not this summer's hot weather.
And that usually doesn't go really well with truffle, especially the white Alba truffle, which will tend to like better some sort of colder, cooler weather.
Vincent Jean-Somme is the vice president of importer Sabatino Truffles in New York. He says the harvest is down and the retail cost is up. Reports range from 20% to 100% over last year. It's a lucrative market, and it's got other farmers looking to grow their own truffles in places like Oregon, China, and Croatia. Piero Salvaggio owns Valentino Restaurant in Santa Monica, California.
As you say, yes, you have Oregon truffles, Chinese truffles, and Croatian truffles, but they are not the real McCoy.
I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up across Asia, but down about 2% or more across Europe right now after the interest rate on Italian 10-year bonds breached the crucial 7% point this morning. Here in the U.S., voters in Ohio have repealed the state's new law limiting collective bargaining rights for unionized state workers. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow jumped 101 points to close at 12,170.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. by CSX, transporting 2 billion pounds of goods to market by train and working to help move the economy forward. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect.
Well, we are 45 days away from Christmas and just 15 days away from the biggest shopping day of the year. But forget shopping malls this holiday season. Retailers like Walmart and Sears are testing so-called shopping walls. They let consumers make purchases with their cell phones. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith explains.
I checked out a Sears shopping wall at a movie theater in New York. It's a poster covered with photos of toys, like Hot Wheels and Let's Rock Elmo. Each picture has a quick response or QR code next to it. You know those ubiquitous black and white squares? If you take a photo of that square with your smartphone, it will whisk you to a website where you can buy that item.
The convenience factor of this is really exciting.
Marketing consultant Tracy Chapman says shopping walls are popping up in bus stops, subways, movie theaters, places where people have time to kill. Making shopping easy and fast is paramount these days. After all, the faster you buy, the less time you have to think about your budget.
Retailers who can make it a fun experience and bring back the fun of the shop are the ones that are going to win with consumers.
I scanned and re-scanned the QR codes, but my cell reception in the movie theater wasn't good enough to connect me to any of the product pages. Looks like I'll be fighting it out at the mall after all. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
And finally to singer Beyoncé Knowles, who, as you may know, recently announced she is pregnant. And she's just told Closer magazine that she's craving the same food meal after meal, ketchup. She says she's having it now with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I sense a new Heinz jingle. If you like it, then you better put some ketchup on it. And if you like that Heinz, you know where to find me. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
All-nighters, college prep courses, or outsourcing the entire application process. Which one do you choose?
There's a lot of pressure on agencies to write the application essays, to fake transcripts, to fake recommendation letters.
Ankar Rizdal, Chinese students go abroad. It's the first of a two-part series next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.